It's time for Supply Chain Now. Broadcasting live from the supply chain capital of the country, Atlanta, Georgia. Heard around the world, Supply Chain Now spotlights the best in all things supply chain. The people, the technologies, the best practices, and the critical issues of the day. And now, here are your hosts.
Hey, good morning. Scott Luton here with you on Supply Chain Now. Welcome to today's show. On this episode, we're talking with a senior leader from one of the largest global providers of transportation and logistics services in the world. We're certainly going to be working hard to raise your supply chain leadership IQ today. More to come on that in just a moment. But hey, quick programming note before we get started. If you enjoyed today's conversation, be sure to find us and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts from, because you're not going to want to miss conversations just like this here today. All right, with no further ado, let's bring in our featured guest, Ashfaq Chowdhury, PhD, President for Supply Chain Americas and Asia Pacific with XPO. Good morning, Ashfaq.
Good morning, Scott. Great to be here.
Great to be with you. Now, we've been tracking XPO and all the great industry leadership that y'all have been providing through some really tough month in and month out, and pleased to have you here gain some of your thoughts, insights, and sharing that with our audience. So, Ashfaq, we like to start always with getting a sense of who you are more as a person before we get to the business. So, tell us a little bit, where are you from? Where did you grow up? And give us some anecdotes about your upbringing.
Well, I was born in Bangladesh. Growing up, I was fortunate enough to be, get a lot of opportunities academically. I went to college in India, in IIT Bombay, which is one of the premier colleges in the Indian subcontinent, and got a scholarship to do my master's and PhD at Lehigh University in Bethlehem, Pennsylvania. So after that, and I was in engineering. After that, I had an opportunity to come into the supply chain industry. And I've been here since for 25 years.
Becomes addictive, doesn't it?
Yes, it's been an amazing journey. When I started the business, this was before, we barely had cell phones. I mean, hard for people to imagine that today. But then now we are, dealing with robots.
Yes, it's funny. As humans, back then we had a hard time communicating just a couple miles apart. Now we've got robots talking to each other around the world, it's really funny. All right, so one more before we talk XPO. You've been in supply chain for quite some time. You were alluding to some of the change in the industry. Do you think it's becoming more appealing for, as we know, as an industry, we're competing for top talent. And as you spoke about, once it got its claws in you, it kept you right here. Do you think it is become more appealing for the top talent around the world to get into supply chain?
Well, Scott, I think one of the things that I enjoyed about supply chain from the very beginning is that this is an industry where there's a lot of room for creativity as well as analytics. So if you have a mind that is engaging and you're trying to help people accomplish something, right, whether a consumer gets their package or a manufacturer gets their production done better, it has always been fascinating to me. I do think that in the recent times, with the advance of technology and us, the importance of supply chain in everybody's lives have become much more apparent. It is definitely a lot more appealing. At XPO, we have a program called XPO Graduate, where we attract college students to come and join XPO. And we certainly have noticed in the last 4 or 5 years a significant amount of people wanting to join our industry, and very, very talented individuals coming into our industry.
Love that. That's what we've heard from so many other business leaders, and it's so good for the industry. And one step further, the tough time for so many, as we all know, in 2020 and really the latter half of 2019. However, one of the silver linings from my perspective is consumers are really understanding now what the word supply chain mean and what's behind it. And that's great for industry as we move forward for attracting top talent and beyond. So that's great to hear, Ashfaq. So let's talk a little bit more about XPO Logistics and you know, for the two people out there that maybe don't know what the company does, just share a little bit more about what you do and then your role with the company.
So XPO is one of the largest transportation and logistics companies in the world. It's a Fortune 200 company listed in New York Stock Exchange. What we do varies in the different markets and the different lines of business. We do everything from less than truckload care. We're second or third largest less than truckload carrier. We're the largest heavy goods last mile delivery company. So if you were to buy something that's 100 pound and above, most likely we are the ones who will deliver it to your home. We are the second largest contract logistics company in the world. So, we have business in intermodal. We are one of the largest truck brokerage companies in the world. And we're a global company. We do business in 43 countries today, over 100,000 employees. And we have a large amount of our business is in the U.S. and the Western Europe.
I should have eaten my Wheaties this morning. Hearing all of that has made me tired. It's really remarkable what goes on, to keep business and supply chains moving forward. And it's so neat to, as more and more folks are connecting the dots there. And then your role, where do you spend your time?
Well, XPO is organized in two segments, transportation and logistics. I run the logistics business for the Americas and Asia Pacific region.
This next question, I've got a couple assumptions based on what you've shared. I'm seeing some of your passion come out in these early questions. But in your role and beyond, what are some of the more exciting things that are taking place in global supply chain in your view?
I would have to say the changes in consumer behavior means that the supply chain that, the way it has been structured in the past is no longer adequate. All of us buy more things online. Our expectation of how fast we receive that product, a lot faster. When we go to work, we don't change our expectations. So even within business, people have the same level of expectation in visibility, in ability to order things, ability to receive things, the level of performance that we expect. Well, all of that translates into a much higher performing, much more sophisticated supply chains that's enabled by technology. Now, at XPO, we've been investing over $500 million in technology every year. And that has given us a lot of insights and a lot of capability to meet these kinds of demanding changes that we see happening. So it's a very exciting time. And then finally, I have to say that the emerging technologies such as AI and robotics and, Internet of Things, all of these things have, created brand new ways of doing things in supply chain that we couldn't even imagine 10 years ago. So it's a very exciting time.
I completely agree. A lot of kindred spirits there. And I like that phrase, no longer adequate, right? We've got to reinvent what our approach to global supply chain. We were talking with a firm earlier this week, and as part of the conversation, we talked about how, a couple of years ago we were playing chutes and ladders, and now we're playing with Monopoly rules, trying to play an old game, and the whole game has changed, and that created an interesting visual, at least in my mind. Let's talk about the people of supply chain and the essential workers in supply chain. As we both know, the emphasis, which has been so welcome, to really double down and invest in and protect our workforce across industry. Of course, frontline and healthcare, but also equally as important is all the people that allow folks to get things, during quarantine and lockdown, and whether they're drivers or fulfillment workers or warehouse workers or in our manufacturing plants, protecting these wonderful people, supply chain. XPO released a white paper entitled Essential Support for Essential Workers, which I thought was a very welcome piece of thought leadership for industry. To our listeners, you should check that out. So what were the most critical measures, rather, that you've implemented to protect your workforce?
So, Scott, let me first start by thanking all the workers from every company across our entire industry. It has become clear through COVID-19, the pandemic, who is really essential for us to conduct our lives every day. The folks who drive our trucks, people who are riding forklifts in our warehouses, the people who are picking, the supervisors, the quality checkers, the packers, all of those people, my hat's off to them. They have done a tremendous job that allows everybody else in the in our communities to function, because we have food, we have clothes, we have all the things that we need. So my thanks to them. We wrote the paper, Essential Support for Essential Workers, because we were in a unique situation. We had tens of thousands of employees that needed to be kept safe. And at that scale, we had to figure out things as to how to do that very early on. So back in February, we started this project with our business continuity team. And we figured out a lot of things that worked for us, and we wanted to share that with everybody. In answer to your question with regard to what are the key things that we implemented, I would boil that down to three things. Number one, you need to do a change how we work and how people are protected in every facility through looking at how work gets done. So every job needs to be reevaluated for safety, and you have to have adequate supply of PPE, and you have to make changes so the work can be done safely for everybody. Secondly, workers need a emotional support as well as, you know, financial support. So providing support for employees during pandemic, so if they have to go on quarantine or if they're sick, the level of benefits and and protections they have is a very important ingredient, because it basically makes sure that employees do the right thing. So if they feel sick, they stay home, they still get paid. And the third element is to have a dedicated team that is helping everybody make the right decisions all the time. Problems happen when some leader or some employee somewhere in the supply chain, faced with a situation, makes the wrong choice, and that then creates a domino effect of infecting other people. If that person's aware that there is a support that they can call, or information that they've been trained with, they will make the right decision. And that difference is a huge difference in terms of the eventual impact to the supply chain. So those to me are the three big things that everybody should consider.
It strikes me, if I may add, what seems like also has been really important to XPO's approach is you've got to have a leadership team that's very deliberate. And, you know, it's all about deeds, not words. And that seems like y'all have got that in spades, which is very, so great to hear and so refreshing to hear, because, you know, for so long, the workforce can be overlooked, whether it's by us, the consumers, or, you know, different leadership in different places. And that's great to hear.
Scott, if I may add one other thing.
Sure.
At XPO, our entire leadership team, starting with our CEO, Brad Jacobs, was unequivocally clear. Our total priority was safety, safety of our employees, safety of the communities, safety of our customers. And, you know, in our second quarter announcement, our results, our analyst calls, we announced that we spent $49 million in just the second quarter in this. So it was a financially a expensive decision, but we think that it is the right decision for the long run. So we have a functioning workforce, and our people are as safe as we could have made them.
I love it. I really, really do. So, you know, deeds, not words. We can't say that enough. And I really appreciate y'all's approach there. So more broadly speaking, you know, do you believe that the heightened emphasis on our global supply chain workforce you know, which again is has been one of the handful of silver linings from this whole pandemic era. Is it here to stay, Ashfaq?
I think it will be here to stay for, many years to come. From all I read, we are not at the end of this process. We are maybe somewhere in the middle of the process. And we have to adapt to what the world is going to look like. The world's going to change, not just because of the pandemic, but the changes for behavior on how we go about doing everything. What are the things that we buy? How do we buy it? How we live our lives, right? That has changed. People drive less. They go to restaurants less. They buy more things online. I don't know that those things are going to change. I mean, I love my curbside pickup at my store, right? I don't know that pandemic or not, I'm going back. You know, I love that. So then that store now has a problem or an opportunity, how you look at that. Now their logistics has to change. So what I want at within that 20-minute window, they have to deliver and have ready to pick up. Well, these things I think are going to change, and all of us will thrive when we embrace that change and figure out how we're going to work in the future. And certainly the consumer awareness that this service supply chain work is a critical, vital function, I think is going to remain.
So let's shift gears a bit and let's talk about one of the most unique peak seasons. So many would argue we've been in peak for already and we're entering a second peak season. But it's come early, certainly, and arguably, and here to stay. So how did XPO deliver for its customers during COVID? You've alluded to some of it. And how are you preparing for this extended holiday peak, given the surge in e-commerce?
As you mentioned, there's a huge surge in e-commerce. And what I would say is the e-commerce of 2025, basically appeared in 2020. We are, as an industry, adapting to this massive amount of volume. To fulfill a unit through a store channel versus an e-commerce channel, the e-commerce channel requires three times as many people and three times as many space in the warehouse. So this means that we have a massive amount of need in our warehouse in order to keep up with this demand. And finally, the shape of the peak this year, we expect to be much more extended because as this much demand comes up, there is not really that capacity in any part of the supply chain to handle this amount of peak. So every aspect of this is going to require more time. And, Thanksgiving and Christmas are not moving. So you have to start early if you want to get done. So we see promotions, that's going to happen earlier. We see the ordering and the peak, I think, is going to be incented to start much earlier than normal. As far as XPO, we expect to hire about 8,000 seasonal workers for this year, which is, significantly up from previous years. We are bringing online 3 million square feet of fulfillment space for many customers. Our XPO Direct, our shared warehousing, network that is also very full. And we are, have many quests to have more space and more capacity. And we are working very closely with our customers to provide as much capacity as we can provide.
So much going on, and so much seems like your team is involved in meeting and surpassing and being able to serve the demand that's out there, despite how unique it can be. So what else? How else do you see XPO flexing with that demand? I understand that there's been consumer survey data that y'all have been analyzing as well.
Yes. Yeah. So we are always interested in understanding the trends. And so we've done a number of surveys. The big takeaway on the surveys is that I think consumers are not only buying online, but the types of things they're buying online is changing as well. We see people very interested in buying things that maybe they wouldn't have considered before, such as, you know, large format items, you know, furniture, appliances, exercise equipment, cars, right? All of these things are now being bought online, and consumers feel very comfortable buying it. So our supply chains and delivery networks have to adapt to make sure that we can meet that demand and deliver that. So that's an interesting dynamic. The other thing we also see is that there is differences in different segments of demand. So people who are in the DIY sector, are certainly seeing a surge. We see that with our customers that are in that area as well. So we see them because I think people are spending more time at their homes and they're doing more, you know, sort of upgrades or other kinds of things. So everything that is involved with home sort of modeling or upgrades is certainly very, very hot. One other important thing to note is not only are we preparing for the peak demand that we're going to see in terms of outbound, but also reverse logistics. XPO is one of the largest reverse logistics providers in the country as well. So we are also looking at that. And as you know, that between every 7 and every 10 items that are bought online are returned. So soon after this peak of purchasing, we expect an equally big peak of returns.
I think that's an area where consumers are also connecting the dots between supply chain, reverse logistics, and e-commerce. And that's been neat to see in recent months. So no shortage of, I love how you describe, just you're not putting one finger on the pulse. It's like you've got the whole hand on the pulse of what the market wants and where they're going and some of the changes and the segmentation of demand. I love that. Okay, so let's talk a little more specifically here in the last segment of the interview. Technology and its role in the warehouse. So speak to that a little bit, and then also speak to how XPO, some of the innovation that you're leading, that your organization's leading when it comes to warehousing.
Technology in the warehouse is changing rapidly. A lot of the investments that XPO is making is with regard to innovating and essentially creating the warehouse of the future. We have a number of facilities today that are operating in these technologies. So a lot of these things are no longer pilot or kind of concepts. They are actual in-use technologies. They involve everything from robotics, which is a big area. There are thousands of robots that are coming online in many of our facilities, to AI, to cobots, which is another type of robots that help, that work with workers to make their job easier, to a lot of technology with regard to predictive analytics, so we can forecast much more accurately. We can anticipate demand better, which is a very important aspect in order to be able to meet very quick fulfillment timelines and so on. Within the warehouse, what I would say is that these technologies are changing how the warehouses look and changing the jobs that people do. With the concern that we have today with the pandemic, I think thankfully some of these technologies are helping us to provide that separation, provide more social distancing within those job designs, to enable us to not only meet the surging demand, but also provide more safe workplaces for everybody.
That's a win-win-win all the way around. Not only providing more efficiencies for the business in a challenging environment, but most importantly, protecting the workforce, which you've got an army of 100,000 plus strong at XPO. That's going to wrap up our interview here today with Ashfaq Chowdhury, PhD, President, Supply Chain for the Americas and Asia Pacific with XPO Logistics. Thanks so much, Ashfaq. A pleasure to have you here, and really, really have enjoyed your insights on not only what your organization is doing, but the market and the ever-evolving market.
My pleasure, Scott.
We'll be checking back in with you maybe at end of the year or first part of next year, and we'll see what else has changed in this unique time we're living in. So on that note, hopefully, listeners, you enjoyed this conversation as much as I have. If you like conversations like this, you can check out a wide variety of industry thought leadership at supplychainnowradio.com. Find us and subscribe wherever you get your podcast from. On behalf of the entire team here at Supply Chain Now, this is Scott Luton wishing our listeners nothing but the best. Do good, give forward, be the change that's needed. And on that note, we'll see you next time here on Supply Chain Now. Thanks, everybody.